The man was younger than Smets had expected, and of a race he'd never before seen. Easy to see why he had taken the name Exile. Smets Stahl.
Yes.
How come you're playing this square?
I've found honesty and fair play productive over the long term. The second third is in the bag. Do you have something for me?
In the city wall. 182 paces east of the north gate, below the 26th archer's embrasure. In the mortar behind the block, recessed to take the support brace of a timber hoarding.
Understood. Thank you. Good day.
Smets hoisted the bag and got the hell out of there.
Go all right? Fish asked.
Yeah. Now what?
Now I join up with him to go see if you told the truth. If you did, he gives me the final third. If not, he kills me and comes looking for you.
Shit. Why not head out now? What we got ought to be enough.
He's played straight. I figure it would be smart to play it that way with him. We aren't going to get out of war for a while. Be nice to know there was somebody who wasn't out to get us. You go back where you was hiding. I'll come back to the bridge.
Right.
Smets was just about to drop back into the ditch when alarm horns began blowing all over the city. The limper had come. Chapter 71. Raven got him a wild hare. He'd go snag the spike, and that would be a big foot in the door with Darlin. The guy's head was getting a little bent. He didn't tell nobody but Brother Bear Torque, who he conned into going along with him. He started out lucky. They hit no gray patrols. As they got into the heart of the city, here came Exile and an older guy, just like they had timed it for Raven's benefit. They followed the two. Exile and his companion ended up leaning on the rail of a footbridge over a big drainage ditch. Raven and Torque watched from a distance. The area around the ditch was clear. They couldn't get as close as Raven wanted.
What the hell are they doing?
Torque asked.
Waiting, looks like.
The older man resumed moving, went on, and vanished among tenements beyond the ditch. 5 minutes later, another man came out to the bridge, talked to Exile a little, walked away with a bag.
That tears it, Torque said. Time to bend over and kiss our asses goodbye. He hasn't got hold of it yet,
Raven growled.
We stick and see what turns up.
Look here. The older man was coming out to rejoin Exile. They just stood there.
Look!
Raven pointed. The covert from which they watched was about 10 feet higher than the bridge. Just enough of an elevation to reveal the head and shoulders of a man crossing the snow north of the bridge, behind a mound that would mask him from the men on the bridge. He carried 2 blue bags.